A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage, the inauguration of Joe Biden on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report, 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial-free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. The night before his inauguration, President-elect Joe Biden honored the Americans who've died from coronavirus.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember. But that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
All 400,000 Americans lost. As Mr. Biden finished his remarks, the pool between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial glowed with 400 soft lights that sparkled off the water as bells tolled across the nation. Here in Utah, those bells tolled 15 times in places like Provo and at the state capitol, remembering the 1,500 Utahns who've lost their lives to COVID. Meanwhile, in the final hour of his presidency, President Trump is bidding the nation farewell. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, in his farewell speech, President Trump listing his accomplishments over the past 4 years.
As I conclude my term as the 45th President of the United States, I stand before you truly proud of what we have achieved together.
The President saying his administration built the greatest economy in history and said that the assault on the Capitol horrified all Americans and that political violence can never be tolerated. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor today laid blame for the Capitol riots squarely on President Trump's shoulders.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like.
Law enforcement has been tracking down those who were involved in the Capitol siege earlier this month. Now, the first conspiracy charges have been filed in connection with the assault. Federal prosecutors say a man who is dubbed a leader of the Oath Keepers led 8 to 10 men on an assault on the Capitol. And the head of the National Guard is providing an update on inauguration security.
More than 25,000 National Guard men and women from all 50 states, 3 territories, and the District of Columbia are here in support of the lead federal agency for the presidential inauguration.
Pentagon officials also confirming that in vetting National Guard troops, they found 2 that may have ties to extremists, and 10 more were found to have other issues and were also removed from duty. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We want to provide you more of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments as he blamed President Trump for provoking the mob 2 weeks ago. Here's a part of his speech on the Senate floor this morning.
Last time the Senate convened, we had just reclaimed the Capitol from violent criminals who tried to stop Congress from doing our duty. The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people. And they tried to use fear and violence to stop a specific proceeding of the first branch of the federal government, which they did not like. But we pressed on. We stood together and said an angry mob would not get veto power over the rule of law in our nation, not even for one night. We certified the people's choice for their 46th president. Tomorrow, President-elect Biden and Vice President-elect Harris will be sworn in. we'll have a safe and successful inaugural right here on the west front of the Capitol, the space that President Bush 41 called democracy's front porch. And then we'll move forward. Our work for the American people will continue as it has for more than 230 years. There are serious challenges that our nation needs to continue confronting. But there will also be great and hopeful opportunities for us to seize. Certainly, November's elections did not hand any side a mandate for sweeping ideological change. Americans elected a closely divided Senate, a closely divided House, and a presidential candidate who said he'd represent everyone. So our marching orders from the American people are clear. We're to have a robust discussion and seek common ground. We are to pursue bipartisan agreement everywhere we can and check and balance one another respectfully where we must.
He finished by championing unity, saying that we must remember that through it all, we're all Americans and we're all in this together. KSL News Time 5:05. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, we've had delays on northbound Highway 89 in Davis County. It started with a crash at Oak Hills Drive, and that's all it took to jam up the delays all the way back to Fruit Heights and Farmington. Then southbound Bangor Highway, you're going to see slowdowns going from 5400 down to 6200 south. Some northbound heavy and slow traffic on I-15. That's from 90th up to 72nd. And a crash westbound on the South Belt at State. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.